Thank you, Chair. From the outset, I would like to reiterate, as I did earlier, that we believe that this is a great basis for reflecting the substantive progress of our work in this session. As regards the paragraphs that we are considering now, I will first address paragraph 16. We do understand that this is subject to the results of our discussions this week. We also look favorably upon the fact that you have presented this in step with the optimism that many of our delegations have in this session, and that we could possibly agree on certain measures, and that we are ready to begin discussions and negotiations on operational and normative frameworks. As regards the rank between possible conclusions that we adopt and their link to conclusions and recommendations agreed upon previously in the group, and similar to what you explained earlier, my delegation believes that we should have two possibilities. One is that in step with the mandate, what we agreed upon in this session will be built on previous conclusions and recommendations. For that reason, implicitly, we are recognizing their value. Secondly, what we agree in this group will be adopting the same format for conclusions, and therefore they will be incorporated into the corpus of conclusions and recommendations of the group without there being a hierarchy between or among them. We also will be careful in bringing language forward from the past, because we might follow into a cherry-picking operation, and that would prevent us from focusing on the negotiations on this report. We also would run the risk of not seeing previous agreements in their full, broad context in which they were agreed upon. My delegation further agrees with all of those delegations that have referred to specific proposals on the ethical approach throughout the text to define the prohibitions and regulations. In general, our delegation can support such proposals. However, we do recognize that this continues to be a matter on which there are different points of view. And for that reason, and similar to what we heard from Pakistan, we would prefer a 17 bis, and that would look at,
in particular, the United Nations Charter and international humanitarian law, as well as relevant ethical perspectives, as well as further nuanced approach towards the centrality of the human. Eso sería.
That would be new, but I do think that there is agreement in the group on the centrality of the human.
Should guide the continued work of the group towards possible measures and other options related to the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Es basado.
This is based in part on the chapeau of the guiding principles, but I think that we can also include some considerations such as the centrality of humans. That will help to continue to guide our work. Paragraph 18 now. We support the proposal from the Philippines with an explicit mention of the risks of the laws. My delegation supports the approach regarding the functionality of technology. It is that is essential to evaluate compliance with international law, including IHL. In paragraph 19, we would like to support the proposal from the state of Palestine in that the nominal human intervention does not cross the threshold. We agree with those delegations that this does not seek to define laws, but rather it reflects a common understanding after 10 years of work. As was mentioned by the ICRC, it's important to not use anthropomorphological language in the drafting. In paragraph 20, the delegation of Mexico looks favorably upon the inclusion of the word its effect that cannot be controlled or anticipated. Attacks cannot be anticipated or controlled. We also believe that paragraphs 20 and 21 do address exactly this anticipation and control. So if they're isolated, there could be doubts about the content, but taken together, we believe that they are complementary. Lastly, as we mentioned in the informal consultations, and as expressed by numerous delegations, we think it important that all prohibition cover the specific concerns of autonomous functions. The challenges that come with autonomous weapons, that they're not predictable, explicable, etc. And from our conversations this morning, we do believe that this will require more debate, but we think that Palestine did have a very complete explanation of why they're an essential part of current existing IHL. Austria underscored the importance of this through other legal realms and the ethical approach. We agree with those explanations. Lastly, we'd like to note and make it clear that Mexico very much values the efforts to be inclusive with the valuable contributions of the ICRC and civil society as well. I thank you kindly.